Hello, everyone. I'm Zip, the Chief of Music of the KBPS student staff. And my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Zora Forsberg of Cleveland High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Now, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It is very exciting. It's such a big honor, and I'm really excited to like represent my school and represent Portland. I really love the city and I really love my school, and it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does it feel to specifically represent your school?
It's a lot of responsibility, but I feel like it's something where we have a really like unique culture at Cleveland, and I feel like it's so wonderful to be able to like share that with the whole school and like the whole city.
I hope you're getting a lot of support.
My teachers have been incredible. Oh my God, my French teacher especially. I love her so much. She's so nice and she's been super supportive.
Oh, you know French?
I do. I went to an immersion school for French from kindergarten to eighth grade. And it's one of the things that I'm like most proud about because I think it's so cool that I can speak another language.
Yeah, it says here that you have a medal for it.
I do. At the end of eighth grade, they made us take two tests, and I have a medal of functional fluency in French, which is really cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I think it's such a wonderful tradition, and it really addresses like a lot of things that I think we really need in our community, like specifically uplifting women and uplifting people in like the areas of finance, because I think financial education is really important, and especially with this year's sponsor and mentorship program, it's so like important to have, and I felt like it was a really good opportunity.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
I tried not to tell anybody but everybody who found out, because they posted it in our school's newspaper, they were so supportive. They were like, I got a lot of people coming up to me and saying, oh, I'm totally voting for you. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. It was really nice.
Yeah. Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
I think it really holds a lot of importance in Portland. And I think it's such like a time-honored tradition. I remember when I was a kid, I would go and I would see the princesses and I'd be like, they're so cool. I want to be one when I grow up. And it's such a fun experience, especially for like little kids.
What other life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Ooh, well, I have gotten to go on my school stage for our Black History Month assemblies because I speak for those. And those really prepared me for being on stage. I was very nervous about it during the rehearsals that we did for Rose Festival, but knowing that like I had been on the stage before and like having the experience of speaking in front of an audience really helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says that you're the co-chair of Cleveland's Black Student Union, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
I hope Portland can continue to be so characteristic of all of us as like the people who live here. We have a lot of people who are coming in from other places, and I hope that Portland will like represent them as well. I think we have a lot of really good, we have a lot of really good things in Portland. Like we have our festivals, obviously, and then we have our biking, we have our beautiful like riverfront. We have so many cool things, and it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Oh, I really like crocheting. One of my friends got me into crocheting because she would always crochet during class, and I was like, that is really cool. So I learned. And I've been able to make so many like fun things, especially like gifts for my friends. It's really incredible. I also really like reading and knitting also, which it's really interesting because I thought the skills from crocheting would transfer and they do not, but I really enjoy that. Like thinking about how the stitches work really like gets my brain working.
What was your most recent creation?
Well, I made a little a case for one of my friend's phone chargers because she let me borrow it, and it had like, it was ocean themed because she really likes the ocean, and I was really proud of it because I learned how to do a star granny square for that, and it turned out really nice, and I was really proud of it.
It also says that you recently made a mural, I think.
Yes, we are in the process of painting it right now. We designed it, I believe, in September, and we've been working on like beautifying the space, especially since there is a lot of graffiti that's not always, you know, appropriate for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. In terms of like making everyone feel welcome. And so we were doing scenes of Portland, and it's been really fun. I really like it.
Yeah, nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it when it's finished.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
I want to get my degree in clinical psychology because I think mental health is something that's so important, and psychology really interests me. And I think it would be a good way to be able to help my community and help people while also doing something that I love.
Mm-hmm. Now for some of the fun questions. Do you use any social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
I do. I don't know if it counts as a social media site, but I love Pinterest, which it's not exactly social, but I really enjoy like getting new ideas. But other than Pinterest, I also really like Tumblr, which is not, I wouldn't say it's super popular, but it is like, it's really, it's fun. I think there's a really nice like community on there, and there's so much art, and there's so much like, there's so many memes that I get to send to my friends.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of music, and do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
Ooh, I really like all genres. I really like R&B and Afrobeat specifically. I think, oh, it's a toss-up between a lot of different artists for my favorite. I really like the Crane Wives. I really like Erykah Badu. I really like Beyonce. I think she makes a lot of really like, she's so iconic. She makes a lot of music that's so like nostalgic, but also like a lot of really good music like currently. So yeah, I really like R&B, and I really like a lot of artists.
Those are good choices. Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
My secret superpower is probably crocheting, or more like logistics. I like to think I'm very good at like reasoning. I really like doing logic puzzles. And I tend to like catch on to things pretty fast, which I think is, it's something I'm very proud of.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Zora Forsberg, from Cleveland High School. I'm Zip, reporting from AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.